This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Happy 21st.
Oh, well, thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Broadcast responsibly, right?
Yeah, there you go. We're old enough to do that now. Yes.
All right. So it's not a story of mine, but it's a family member, ex-family member. My ex-wife's little sister told a story about how her new job was going as a hostess at a really fancy restaurant when we were all sitting around for a family dinner. And she's really gullible. Little Holly was really gullible. You could just, you know, tell her anything and she'd believe it. So she comes in for this evening dinner shift as a hostess, and they were sampling. They came up with a new dessert for the night, and it was a Marionberry cobbler. And so she comes in for her shift, and she tries a little bit of it because she's going to be suggesting it, and says, this cobbler is really good. What kind of berries are these? And one of her coworkers tells her, oh, those are dingleberries, Holly. Those are dingleberries, right? And so she goes through that entire dinner service suggesting, you know, it's kind of a fixed menu, pretty fancy place.
Yeah.
And she goes through the whole setup, like, you know, we've got these entrees, this and this, and I really suggest you try the dingleberry cobbler for the berries. And all these people are just side-eyeing her, like, what? What? So that's the gist of it. Hey, before we hang up this conversation, I want to give you guys a phone dong, if that's okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
Anyway, dingleberry cobbler, man. I feel bad for Holly, and she laughed it off. She was such a good. I wish I was still affiliated with her family.
That's a big problem with divorce. Yeah, man.
That's it, man. You know, the worst part about that is the way they set it up. It's that when she's done telling you the entrees or appetizers, she makes the additional statement of, I really recommend. Right? If you just left that off, it's not quite as bad. And I really recommend, seriously, save room for our dingleberry cobbler. That makes it so much worse.
And you could tell the way he's even talking about it. She just meant it in a, doing her job. And just
That's probably what made it weird, right? Because if you're listening to it, you know, if they're kind of smirking when they say it, maybe you chuckle. like, okay, they're being funny. But I imagine she was super sincere. So you kind of, when she walks away, like, all right, is she effing with us or mm-hmm. or is that what's going on here?
You know? Yeah. And I swear to God, growing up on the East Coast, I never heard of a Marion Barry until I moved out here. I don't know if they're there and I didn't know it. Maybe I just passed by them in the grocery store, whatever the deal is. I had never heard of them before. So if you were to have a really nice fancy restaurant in D.C., and offer somebody the Marion Barry cobbler, they would assume that Marion Barry was a regular customer of that restaurant, and this was his specialty, and this is what he liked, and they just named it after him.
Or that you're selling drugs out of the back.
Something.
Right. That would be the famous mayor of D.C.
Yeah, if you've never heard of him, he was a mayor in D.C., and his name was Marion Barry. And to Miles's point, maybe Marion Barry's grown on the East Coast, but I had never heard of a Marion Barry, just like you, until I moved here. So Marion Barry, if you're on the East Coast, only means this D.C. mayor. This D.C. mayor got busted on video smoking crack with prostitutes. By the way, he won re-election
And I'll tell you this, he didn't stop.
No.
It wasn't like he got busted and went, man, I'm sorry. He kept doing it. I mean, didn't you meet him, Ted, and he was just sweating so much you couldn't even
shake his
hand?
When he was, this was before he got busted.
Right.
Right, because he would always be at all the union stuff, so my dad introduced me to him, and I remember just saying, why is he so sweaty?
Now you know.
Right.
And all then, that crack.
Even after, right, because he might have gone to jail for a little bit.
I think he did a little bit of time.
Then he stayed in D.C. government. He kept winning elections.
Yeah. The people love him. Look, he did good things. Yeah, he smokes crack and hangs out with prostitutes, but look at what he's done for the city. Now, all that said,
it's like Ford in Toronto.
Right. Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Same
idea.
Smoking crack, getting hammered, but but he does good things when he's sober. Have either of you tried a Marion Barry? I still haven't tried one.
Yep.
So are they
tart.
Good?
They're tart.
Are they tart? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've only had like a jam or something. I think I bought it at Snoqualmie Falls or something.
Okay. I still haven't had one. Because I cannot not picture him.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of those berries, too, to me, are better inside of something.
Yes, when they add a little sugar.
Right.
Cut down on the bitterness and the tartness.
Parade and everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Dingleberry, that is hilarious. So, back in high school, homecoming week, our senior year, it was a big homecoming game. You know, you have the parade and everything, and then you have, like, your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior skit, you know? And so I was the opposing team's mascot, and we were playing the Tenino Beavers, so I was a beaver. Okay. And my costume looked like a straight-up shag carpet ripped out of a 1970s Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
That was my costume for a beaver.
Only the best for high school mascots, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They put in as little effort as possible. So, and this was back when Jackass was really big. So I graduated in 02. So Jackass was huge. Wrestling, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, Goldberg and all that.
Sure.
So my role was I was to run out in the middle of the basketball court and steal the Elma Eagles mascot. And we're straight up varsity blues. I mean, we're blue and white. I mean, this is, people from Tenino used to say, we hate playing you corn-fed mother effers. So I ran out to grab her, and she didn't weigh nothing but a buck 10. And so I was supposed to just grab her and just steal her, right? Well, I went to one up it and grab her like in a fireman's carry. So I pick her up on my shoulders. Well, I turn to run off the court in the middle of the court as fast as I can. Well, I trip over my own feet and Samoa drop her right on her head.
Oh man.
Drop her right in the middle of the court. And you hear the whole crowd. I mean, because this isn't just the kids. This is the parents. This is, you know, all the family members, you know, watching all the skits. And I straight up dump her right on her head. And I'm laughing. I go to try to pick her up, and I'm laughing. She's laughing. I'm surprised she didn't knock her unconscious. So I just grab her and just drag her off the court, you know, because that's me stealing it. And then so later in the skit, the high school football team was to basically kick the crap out of me and steal the mascot back. So, like I said, back then, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So the guy who ended up spear tackling me in the middle of the court, he was a state wrestling champ every single year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and he hit me full force. And then, you know, like wrestling style, you're supposed to, you know, stomp the ground at the same time that you're stomping on them.
Yeah.
I think they forgot the stomp the ground part.
He was just hitting you.
They hit the living crap out of me in the middle of the courtroom. And then they dragged me off. They dragged me off because that was part of the skit. That part was supposed to be it. They dragged me off. And the reason why we didn't win was one of the teachers was sitting right next to a little girl. She was probably like 10, 11 years old. And when they drug me off, she turned and looked at the teacher and asked, "Is that guy dead?" Yeah, that was a little severe. Oh God!
Well, thank God nothing. Thank God you didn't
knock her out.
The entire town.
Yeah. Well, now did people know you were the mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was supposed to be that. I was the beaver. Okay, and this is the greatest part. So, that game. So that was Thursday, and then we played Friday night. So we played them, and we ended up beating them 113-0.
Damn.
We got in trouble for running up the score. But it was like 50-0 in the first quarter. We had C-Squad in the first quarter. It's like, what do you want us to do, put in the cheerleader?
Yeah, at some point, the other team needs to show up, man.
There was a cheerleader that could move some offensive line. So.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. And the headline read, Elma Boys Feast on Beavers.
Oh God!
Jesus, that was the headline.
That's the headline. Yeah. All right. Nice to work for the small
high school mascots. I've seen them get into it before.
Like legit,
right? Like even our guy, right? What's it? Buck the Stag.
All right.
Like it's some basketball game, and him and the eagle kind of got into it. So he kind of went to like kind of spin the eagle, but then as the eagle was falling, his head flew off.
Oh, no.
So then the next game, like, the eagle was real mad. It got to the point where they had to tell, like, all right, mascots, do not interact with each other. Because you're right. I mean, they were, like, throwing hands. They were pissed.
My senior year, we played Elkins, and it was their homecoming.
All right.
And we were up. The score was, like, it was ridiculous. It was, like, 54-3 or 54-7.
Did you say it wasn't ridiculous?
Well, basically, at halftime, we determined we weren't going to throw the ball anymore. We were just going to hand it off. And Dave Watson just kept breaking and going to the end zone.
So they can't even tackle.
Now the score's going up. We might have been up 28-0 or something like that. But now, but they thought we were running up the score. So we had to get escorted to the bus. Now we're in high school.
Right.
And the entire town is surrounding the bus. And they're screaming at us. Now keep in mind, I grew up in a town of 28,000 people without students. And they were screaming, "Go back to the big city, you city slickers." Because Elkins is in the middle of nowhere. They're banging on the bus. We rode home with two broken windows.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, glass was in the bus, man. We thought we honest to God thought we were going to get.
No,
dude. It's a high school football.
We're not running up the score. Your team sucks that bad.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.